True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Hey, Producer Dan, welcome Kennedy into the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, friends. I'm just a long time first time. I'm just really excited to be here with all of you.
I love how you put on your radio voice. Long time, first time. Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk is back. It's happening this Friday. Kennedy walking 13.9 miles.
It's what it looks like right now. I'm going to drive it today just to be sure. But according to Google Maps, which usually tells me right. That's about what we're sitting at.
Who's running up to 14? It sounds cooler. What's a point one?
Well, I guess I could. Again, I'll back it out. I'm starting. Where I'm looking right now is right at the Natick-Wellesley line, because that's where Washington Street starts. If you go over to Natick, it's called Elliott Street. So I feel like I can't do that.
Right.
So, but right there, it looks like 13.9. But either way, it's still a lot of miles.
And this benefits Hey Sam,
yes.
Part of Samaritans, raising awareness for youth mental health.
Yes.
Last year, we put this together in a matter of 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, we
and
sure did.
You raised a little over $50,000.
Yeah.
And so this year we have a little bit more time to put it together.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen on Friday. How are you feeling? Have you checked the weather? What's going on in your brain right now?
Yeah, like last night was the night that I started tossing and turning and thinking of all the things I haven't done and maybe the people that I haven't contacted. And I was getting really, really overwhelmed with it all. And then I was like, just stop. Because at the end of the day, I'm just walking. I'm just asking for your money to help young people and their mental health. And at the end of the day, that's all that needs to happen. Bells and whistles are nice, but if they don't happen, I don't care.
Right.
Right now, it looks sunny.
Okay.
But Thursday looks rainy, and you just never know.
Yeah,
you
last
know, weather
year,
changes on
it rained
and it wasn't
sideways.
Supposed to.
It rained sideways. We were not really prepared for how much rain happened last
but
year.
But that's okay. We still did it. We had soggy feet at the end, but we had big filled hearts. And I'm just really excited. The folks at Samaritans have been helping, and they're so excited to be a part of this again. You know, we're a small organization. We don't get a lot of money. We get some money from the government, but that money is whittling away slowly but surely. You know, one of the groups of humans that they choose to really service is the LGBTQ plus community, and all of that money is being, you know, whittled away piece by piece. And to have a safe space for young people to talk to people who are peers, who understand what they're going through, has been life-changing. Literally, I've seen it happen. I've seen the statistics. I've seen what they've done there. And
right.
I mean them. We haven't done a thing. This is just these kids who have done this thing, who created it, who staff it, and all of that takes money, right? And I feel like last year we had so many conversations that got started because of this, with kids in the car with their mom or dad, and just saying, you know, can I call them? Or maybe they called them because they can't talk to their parents, and they can't talk to their friends, and they're going through stuff that we don't understand. This text line is for kids who are, maybe you're having trouble with parents, maybe you're having trouble with school, maybe you're having trouble with a significant other, like your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whomever. And it's stuff you can't really talk about. And sometimes your friends are jerks and you don't know how to deal. And these are all the things that these people can help you with. And I just want to give them all the money so that they can do their work and not have to worry about the money part of it.
By the way, the text line is 439-726 if you're looking to use the text line for Hey Sam. So it's Natick, Wellesley, Newton, Brighton, Alston, and Brookline.
Yeah.
If you're a business owner along the way, you want to get involved.
Yeah.
You're a part of, you know, the
political landscape
You know, if you're the mayor for one of those towns.
Or the city manager or whatever it is that your town does.
Right.
And you want to, like, support us, I would love to have you.
Beep Dennis, is he going to be there?
Beep Dennis has done the work, friends.
Why did that kid have spaghetti on his head? Pasta.
I love Beep Dennis.
He has a couple, because he is a firefighter. He works for Boston Fire, and he's an EMT. He does all the things. So he's there as my safety net and my safety person. And he has been texting me throughout the week. He's got a couple of fire stations who are along the route who are going to, like, you know, turn on the woo-woo while we go by.
Yeah, hit the wee-woos, let's go.
One of the police stations is going to be supporting us, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, we just kind of want to cause a little bit of a scene. I don't want to cause a big scene because I don't get in trouble. I want to be able to finish it. But also, I want people to be like, what's going on over there? I want to know. And then when they find out, they want to give. And we've already had some donations come in, and I'm really grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I may, Priscilla, Karen, Christine, Karen, Anonymous, Nicole, Sonia, Trisha, Rebecca, Lori, Jessica, Timna, Nicole, Lori, Carrie, Melissa, thank you for donating already.
Mix1041.com and click on Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
I know last year we had all kinds of shenanigans on the route for you.
We did. We had dogs and goats and so, you know.
All kinds of stuff.
I'm here for all of
it. So if you would like to maybe have a station of some sort set up, please text in or DM me on the Instagram.
Yes, please.
We would love to be able to lift Kennedy's spirits throughout the walk.
You know, that was the best. When I walked up to the goats, I was in tears.
Good for
a rainy
day.
Okay, just so I'm clear, I'm supposed to boo every time number 9 gets touching anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know that we can air a lot of what Pete Dennis
and
says
thus,
or does.
His name. And we love him so much.
Again, if you want to get involved with Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, it is happening. It will happen on the show, during the show, this Friday morning. Mm-hmm. All the details and how you can donate at mix1041.com. Kennedy, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy
Woo!
Good Vibe Tribe.
I'm so excited. Thank you, guys. I'm honored.
Yeah, for hoofing it.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away at a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Cherie from Ayer.
Hi, good morning.
Ayer.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thank you.
So, Cherie, you understand how this works. There are five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And she is now, in fact, over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Even the most dedicated Star Wars fans might have trouble coughing up the money for the new Lego's Death Star set. It's their most expensive set ever at $1,000. It has 9,000 pieces. Who blew up the Death Star?
Oh, my God. Luke Skywalker? I have no idea.
That's a really good guess. Question number 2. Rosé and Bruno Mars won Song of the Year for APT. APT is Korean. It's a slang for what word?
Wait a minute. Is it apartment? No, wait.
You don't sound confident in any of your guesses.
No, I don't. It's like they go to someone's house and then they do a party and I think they play a game. But I, that's a game.
You should go.
I don't know, try that.
With your gut.
Okay, an apartment. I don't know. No, a game. Let's go with a game. Let's go with a game. Go
all
with
right.
The game.
Question number three.
Oh God.
Question number three. Lady Gaga won Artist of the Year at the VMAs last night. What is Gaga's fan base called?
They're little monsters.
Question number four. The Jonas Brothers are taking on the holidays in a very Jonas Christmas movie. Joe, Nick, and Kevin are on a mission to return to New York from London in time to be with family for Christmas. Now, this isn't the Jonas Brothers' first time acting. Nick stars as Seaplane McDonough in which big movie franchise?
This is wrong, but I know he was in Jumanji, so I'm just going to say that.
And question number five, Martin Freeman, 54 today. He played Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movies and Dr. Watson on Sherlock. Name the man who directed the Hobbit trilogy and the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Need an answer.
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Cherie, you did great.
Are you kidding me? I thought I did awful.
You need to start believing in yourself more.
All right. So, Dan, question number two. You have a different answer on the sheet than what you were saying.
No, it can mean both. She's correct.
It means both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's two different, yeah.
Okay.
Kennedy, I'll explain in a minute, Kennedy.
Okay. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Cherie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, all right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Even the most dedicated Star Wars fans might have trouble coughing up the money for the new Lego Death Star set. It cost $1,000 and has 9,000 pieces. Who blew up the Death Star?
Luke Skywalker.
Tied at 1. Rosé and Bruno Mars won Song of the Year for APT. APT is Korean slang for which word?
Apartment.
But she said game.
Well, she said apartment too. And but it is also a popular Korean drinking game. It's okay. And they play it in the video. It's the same.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Lady Gaga won Artist of the Year at the VMAs last night. What is Gaga's fan base called?
Little Monsters.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. The Jonas Brothers are taking on the holidays in a very Jonas Christmas movie, Kennedy. Listen to the plot. Joe, Nick, and Kevin are on a mission to return to New York from London in time to be with family on Christmas.
Oh, very good.
So
very
planes,
good.
Trains, and automobiles with the Jonas Brothers.
Now, this isn't the Joe Bros first time acting. Nick stars as Seaplane McDonough in which big movie franchise?
Oh, Jumanji.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Martin Freeman, 54 today. He played Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movies and Dr. Watson on Sherlock. Name the man who directed the Hobbit trilogy and the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Is that Guillermo del Toro, is it? Guillermo del Toro.
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
I don't know if Peter's done anything else or he just collected his checks and went home.
I don't hate it.
Nothing wrong with that. 4-4 is the final score, so with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Yeah, that was good.
That was fantastic.
You did great, Cherie. You almost had her.
Thank you.
You also did win yourself a pretty cool prize. You have a pair of concert tickets to go see Ashanti at Aganis Arena September 13th. It is a night out you don't want to forget. Trey Songz, Mario, Bobby V, all awesome. One night, all the lights live. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you have those tickets for free, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Cherie from Air Math, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's back again this year, Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk 2025, 13.9 miles or so. For mental health, benefiting Hey Sam, which is a part of Samaritans. Hey Sam is a text line. It is run by young people. It is for young people up to what, 24 years?
Mm-hmm.
So people can text in. That number is 439-726. And it's not necessarily a crisis number. It's just
not really at all. Just a place to chat.
If you got things going on in your life, you've had a bad day, and you're looking for somebody to talk to, and you don't feel like you can talk to anybody in your life, you can text 439-726. Again, 439-726. Last year, you put it together in like 3 days?
We did.
And we raised a little over $50,000.
We did. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it.
So this year we have a few more days to figure it all out. The walk starts in Natick, right on the kind
of at the Wellesley Natick line.
Right. So you're going to do Natick, Wellesley, Newton, Brighton, Alston, and Brookline.
That's right. And the folks at the Brookline Health Center have been so kind to offer their place for our finish line, which is so nice of them. They were the only city to like step up and say, we are here. And I'm so grateful to everybody there.
And it will happen during the show. So if you didn't hear it last year, we start, I think last year you started around 5:30, 5:45.
We did.
You and our good friend Beep Dennis.
That's right.
We call him Beep Dennis because he swears a lot and we have to beep him out.
Good guy, though. Local guy.
Good guy, local guy. We love Beep Dennis. He's our...
he is my ride or die.
He is. He is. He's a Boston firefighter. He's going to make sure everybody's safe while you're walking the route. There's a lot of questions that people have. One of the questions is, can I walk with you?
No.
No, we don't have the permitting for that. Please don't show up to do that. That
you will cost... cheer. I'd love it if you're there and you cheer and say hi.
That would be fine.
That would be awesome.
Honk as you're driving by.
Hell yeah. I want school buses full of people screaming and yelling.
But we can't Forrest Gump it and have 200 people running behind Kennedy.
It
would just be chaos and we would get in trouble for that. If you have a business along Washington Street and you want to put out a sign, you want to show support, that's great too. If you're a politician and you want some free airtime, you're a mayor that's running for office coming up soon.
Let's just say you love mental health and you want to maybe give a proclamation to the Wicked Long Walk.
I would love a Kennedy proclamation.
I've always wanted a proclamation.
We've had a proclamation as a show before. I think Quincy gave us.
It was a long time. And it wasn't Quincy, I don't think.
I have it on my desk,
actually. It was Brookline, I really do.
Yeah. But you can never have too many proclamations in your life.
No. I want it to be Wicked Long Walk Day.
I would like that a lot.
But there is a way that you can walk, though. And that's something we decided to do this year.
Right.
Is if you want to do your own Wicked Long Walk, we're going to open it up to like 5 people who want to do their own Wicked Long Walk, fundraise for it.
Yes.
And it's up, you can do it. And I don't care if you do a marathon or you just walk around your block with your girlfriends. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But if you would like to do your own Wicked Long Walk, just email us, morningshow@mix1041.com. We'd like to, or give us a call. I'd like to go on.
Yeah, I'd like you to call.
Would do that.
Yeah, if you want to call in 617-655-1234, you can call or text. It has to be this week. It has to be done by Friday when Kennedy has finished hers.
Yeah, so we're turning it around quickly, but that's what we do here.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I would, because so many people were like, I'd like to walk with you, but we can't do that. So it's just a way for you to do your own Wicked Long Walk. I have a little packet that I've made for you and everything. We've made it as easy as we can for you.
Yes.
And, yeah, if you want to do it, then do it.
And again, it doesn't have to be the 13.9
Heck
miles.
No. Like I said, if you and your girls go for a walk down Quincy Shore Drive in the morning or in the afternoon after work, and that's it, I don't care. Wear some green, do your thing.
But you got to raise some money.
Raise some money.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
You want to walk 13.9 miles this week? That's great too.
Go for it.
You want to do it on a treadmill? That would be a great way. I don't care. Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Nope.
So again, 617-655-1234, if you want to be one of 5 people that we're going to pick to do that with Kennedy at some point this week by Friday, and you can commit to doing that and raising a little bit of money. There's no fundraising amount.
Mm-mm.
We don't have a target in mind. You don't have to. You raise $100 or you raise $1,000. That's cool with us. Every little bit is going to go to Samaritans and Hey Sam.
Every penny.
Right.
Yep. You'll have your own fundraising link that you can just fill in the blanks and bing, bang, boom, you're ready to go.
So again, text us here in the studio or give us a call, 617-655-1234, or you can email morningshow@mix1041.com.
Hey, Washington Street, here she comes, hoping to collect a tidy sum. And we're doing it for Hey Sam. It's a wicked long walk, and Kennedy is walking.
Last year was all boy bands. I asked Kennedy to do all girl bands this year. All girl groups.
Hey, Washington Street, here she comes, hoping to collect a tidy sum. And we're doing it for Hey Sam. It's a wicked long walk, and Kennedy is walking.
And also, we do have all the information up at mix1041.com, and you can go in and donate there.
Yes. Thanks to everyone who already has, but let's get it done.
Yeah. Even if you don't want to walk, and you're just like, you know what? I don't have time to walk this week. I can't commit to that. I got back to school. I got kids. I got work. I got this. I got that. I got a dog. I got a cat. I got a donkey. I got a horse. Whatever you got going on in your life, I understand that. You can donate a few bucks if you go to mix1041.com for Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Kennedy. Brandy wants to talk to us about the Wicked Long Walk. It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
So we're looking for five people that want to walk this week and raise a little money. Are you in?
I'm in. I'm your girl.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much. What?
Yeah, I work along the route, too, so I'll have to cheer you on as well.
Okay. What about this speaks to you? Why do you want to be a part of it?
Well, in general, mental health awareness for me is a big thing. I'm a women's health nurse. So I see a variety of mental health issues from young teenagers to moms who've just had babies. And I think that if there's more awareness, there's less stigma. If they know there's support out there like Good Sam and they have someone to talk to, more people know about it, the more people will use it.
That is absolutely it. We had so many people, I think, last year that had never heard of Hey Sam. It's a pretty new thing. It's only been around for 3 years, but
right
at the end of the day, getting that awareness out, letting the kids know that it's there is such a massive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, Brandy, if you don't know it's there, you can't use it. So let's let them know.
If they need the help, it's there.
Amazing. All right,
so what are you thinking you're going to do for your walk this week? Have you thought about how long or how far you're going to walk?
I realize we just asked you, but.
Yeah, we got questions. We
chop,
need
chop.
I think I might do something. I think I might do a walk every day after work. Kind of for my own mental health.
I like that.
Mental health walks are life-saving.
Somebody 100%. Did text in, Kennedy, and ask why 13.9 miles.
It's just how long the road is.
Right, we just picked a long road in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and I just added a couple miles this year because we only did 11
miles. Yeah, there's no significance to 13.9.
Besides that, it's wicked long, and it's in the name.
That is it. Mm-hmm. That is it.
Yes.
Hey, Brandy, do us a favor. Drop us a text with your email, please, so we can get in touch with you. We got to get some information from us.
Absolutely.
Text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. All right, so that's one person on the books. Thank you, Brandy.
I'm so excited. So, I love that she's doing it every day. What a great idea.
And she's going to be on the route.
Yeah.
I hope she makes you a sign.
I do, too. Everybody wear green that day. I've decided. We're wearing green.
Green?
Yes, green.
I thought it was purple.
Mm-mm.
That's what, yeah, the logo's all, I thought you
it's
picked
green.
That up.
Mm-mm.
Huh. Because last year we did purple.
We didn't. Green and purple.
Oh. But we only did purple because the t-shirts were white and you couldn't do, I think.
All right. Work with me.
So it's green.
Green is typically the color for mental health.
Okay? I gotcha.
So I'm just trying to make it easy.
Okay.
Green and purple, yes, were our logo. We matched those two things together.
I thought you were doing purple because you're a big fan of Prince and I just thought because
Negative.
It was Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, I saw all the purple last year.
Green. It was all green.
Okay.
I had green pom-poms, green hair. It was all the things.
Okay. So all green.
Yeah.
We're
so maybe
green.
Just wear green that day, just to support.
So pull out your St. Patrick's Day outfit.
Yeah.
And just wear it for the Wicked Long Walk.
100%.
I hope there's a lot of Kiss Me or Myra shirts out there.
Whatever works, man. I don't care.
So we still need four people.
Kidding.
Yeah.
We need four more people. And if you don't know about Hey Sam, explain it again real quick.
So Hey Sam was created in the heat of the pandemic when the young people had nobody to talk to. They were stuck in the house with their parents who maybe don't understand. But it does a lot of things. It's there for kids who... I mean, something as simple as if you're having problems with your parents and you can't talk to your parents, or maybe you're going through a breakup and nobody really understands how you feel, or they're making you feel like it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Or you're dealing with some stuff in your head, or you just want someone to talk to because maybe you just are feeling alone. This is what this is. It's a text line. You don't have to talk to anybody if you don't want to. And you're going to be speaking to someone who is your age, who speaks mm-hmm. your language, who understands what you're going through, not some adult who's trying to pretend.
We're actually going to talk to a young woman who is a part of the Hey Sam program.
She's one of our volunteers, and yeah, she's magnificent.
Talia, we're going to talk to her in the 8 o'clock hour. From the 978, I had never heard of Hey Sam until hearing Kennedy talk about it. I now use it with my students, as I'm a therapist at a therapeutic day school and have many students who struggle with mental health.
That's the words. Let's hear it.
Yeah, the number, by the way, to text is 439-726 for the Hey Sam program. Last year we raised just over 50,000, so who knows this year?
I have visions.
I know you do.
I'm manifesting.
They are green in your head.
They are green. Lots
see what
of
I
green,
did there?
Baby.
See what I did there? So again, we're looking for four more people that want to step up and walk a little bit this week, raise a little bit of money to help us out. You can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Or you can drop us an email. It's morningshow@mix1041.com. And if you just want to donate some money, you can do that too. You can do that at mix1041.com. Just click on Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Liam from Beverly.
Hey, Liam.
What's up? How's it going?
We're doing good. His wife's in the car. Good morning, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Hi.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Hey, Kennedy, could you get out of the studio, please?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she won't be able to hear anything that is happening on the air. Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, you win the $100. Liam, are you ready?
I'm born ready.
Swedish DJ Avicii would have been 36 years old today. Can you name Avicii's biggest song?
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to pass on that one. Not born ready for this one. Sorry.
Sorry, just four more.
Question number two. Kenny G was technically the first artist to perform on stage at the VMA Awards last night, but that's because he was a part of Doja Cat's opening performance. What instrument does Kenny G play?
Ooh, the saxophone.
Are Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson dating or not? Over the weekend, Pamela said, and I quote, "I do not and will never feed into PR stunts." Anderson has been married five times before, including twice to two rockers who fist fought over her live at the VMAs back in 2007. Who were the two guys that got into the fight?
Oh, Tommy Lee and I'll just say like Axl Rose.
All right, question number four. 90s teen heartthrob Jonathan Taylor Thomas, 44 today. His breakout role was Randy Taylor on which sitcom? Such a great question.
His poster was in a lot of bedroom walls in the 90s.
Yep.
It's also my birthday today, so we have the same birthday. Let's say it's the Tim the Tool Man show, I think. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, that's it.
Be a lot
that's
cooler if you did.
Yeah, be much better.
You know, it would be.
Yeah. All right, question number five. Tom Hanks was supposed to get an award at West Point this month for his work with veterans, but they canceled the ceremony. Tom Hanks has portrayed a character in the Army in two different movies. Can you name them both?
Oh, Forrest Gump and Saving Private Ryan.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Nice work. Nice work indeed.
Kennedy!
Yeah. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Liam and Morgan, I have them getting 2 out of 5 correct, Dan. Is that,
that
it?
That is also correct.
Yep. Yeah, these were tough, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Swedish DJ Avicii would have been 36 years old today. Can you name Avicii's biggest song?
The Wake Me Up. When it's Wake Me Up.
Featuring Aloe Black, 1-0. Question number 2. Kenny G was technically the first artist to perform on stage at the VMA Awards last night. That's because he was a part of Doja Cat's opening performance. Which instrument does Kenny G play?
He plays the saxophone. I think it's the alto.
Sensually.
Dan, you know the difference between the universe and a Kenny G song?
What?
The universe has an ending.
Does Kenny G have long songs?
Kenny G songs back like in the high school years of mine, you don't understand. You were like, I'm going to make dinner for my boyfriend and I'm going to play the Kenny G album.
Just can't tell when they start so and when stupid. They end. 2-1, question number 3. Are Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson dating or not, Kennedy? People want to know.
I hope they are.
And over the weekend, Pamela said, quote, I do not and will never feed into PR stunts. Huh. Anderson has been married 5 times before, including twice to 2 rockers who actually fist fought over her at the VMAs back in 2007. Who are they?
Tommy Lee and Kid Rock.
Yes, it was Kid Rock, not Axl Rose. 3-1. Question number 4. 90s teen heartthrob Jonathan Taylor Thomas, 44 today. His breakout role was Randy Taylor on which sitcom?
Home Improvement?
Home Improvement was the name of the show, Liam. 4-1. Question number 5. Tom Hanks was supposed to get an award at West Point this month for his work with veterans, but they canceled the ceremony. Tom Hanks has portrayed a character in the Army in 2 different movies. Name them both.
Saving Private Ryan and Forrest Gump.
That is it. Nice work.
That was tricky.
He got shot in the buttocks.
5-2 is the final score. Liam, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you to you and Morgan for calling in to play this morning. Nice work.
Heck yeah. You killed it today, Kennedy.
You did great. You did great. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, my name is Liam from Beverly, and I did not and I cannot be Kennedy.
Hey, but you did celebrate a birthday today, so...
You and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And Pink. Also, yes.
All just right. 3 legends. The Holy Trinity.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So I walk, yeah, 13 plus miles on a Friday. And we want you all to know, yeah, so I walk. Yeah, if you see me, please say hello. Need your attention and your dough. Yeah, so I walk.
All right, K-Boz.
Thank you.
I hear you. Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk this Friday during the show, going to start around 5:30. Walking 13.9 miles. Raising money for Hey Sam, which is a youth text program.
Yeah.
Dealing with mental health with young people.
Yeah.
Young people up to 24.
That's right.
Run by young people. Yep. For young people.
Yep. All the old stay out of it.
439-726 if you want to text into Hey Sam. It's a part of the Samaritans program. Kennedy, as you may have heard, is on the board for that. Last year, you raised just over $50,000.
We did.
Which is just cuckoo banana pants.
I mean it. You people here are just amazing. Just amazing.
And so the walk this year, again, going to start early on Friday. You're doing Natick, Wellesley, Newton, Brighton, Alston, and Brookline. Come rain, shine, snow, whatever happens. You know, in the fall months in New England. Who knows?
Bobogenesis, you never know.
Yeah, you never know what'll happen.
Nuh-uh.
And so we wanted to talk to somebody who was a part of the Hey Sam program so you could get a better understanding instead of us just telling you about it.
Correct.
You could hear about it firsthand from Talia. Talia, good morning.
Good morning.
How long have you been a volunteer with Hey Sam?
I have been a volunteer with Hey Sam going on 2 years now.
And you're a college student, correct?
Yes.
Getting settled back in, everything okay?
Yeah, it's a busy week, but it's been good.
All A's so far this week. All A's.
Of course.
What called you to volunteer with the Hey Sam program?
I began volunteering in my senior year of high school.
I wanted to do more for my community. I felt like I wasn't super involved in the mental health community, and that was what I was something I was really passionate about, you know. And so I was actually just looking up, you know, different opportunities to get involved, and I came across HeySam, and I had heard about the services before, but not super in depth because it was still newer at the time, I guess. And I applied online. I met with some of the directors, and it was just such a great community that I decided that that was something I wanted to stay involved with.
Can you talk about the types of things that you talk to with the folks that text in to Hey Sam? Because I feel like, you know, I don't have kids in my life, and I think there might be even parents out there that don't understand the things that young people need and want to talk about and don't have a place to put it. Like, it's not just having emergent mental health problems. It's about everything, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. You don't have to be suicidal to call in or text into any crisis line at all. We are here to support through absolutely anything, whether that's the college transition, a high school transition, a bad fight with your parents, maybe a breakup, or even just to a point that you're feeling so lonely that you feel like everything's kind of caving in and you just want to talk to someone. It doesn't necessarily have to be this, like, what feels like a huge deal. Like, it could be absolutely anything. But then that being said, of course, if you are suicidal, absolutely, we are always here to check in on you with that as well. So we have a really wide spectrum of what we hear on a daily basis. And it's definitely helpful from a young perspective because we understand current events more than adults and parents or teachers may. So it definitely is a really helpful resource for absolutely anything that the youth may be going through. Like I said, whether that just be a fight with a friend at school or a breakup or, you know, something a little more serious than that.
I'm curious how your experience has been being a volunteer on this crisis line or this text line and how it's maybe helped you.
It's definitely been very rewarding to talk to young people. I know that I personally had a tough time growing up as well, and I wish that I had known about something like Hey Sam when I was younger. It's nice to hear that people are being supported, that mental health is being talked about, rather than it's just a subject that we keep deep down, especially when it pertains to youth, because a lot of times there's a big stigma around, well, you know, they're not depressed, they're just being dramatic. Something happened and, you know, they're dragging it out for attention. But it's in reality, it's not like that. People can struggle for absolutely any reason. And this has really opened my eyes to that. It also gives me a perspective on what other communities may be facing that doesn't impact me and helps me educate myself and make sure that I'm staying up to date on what other people may be going through and staying sensitive to that.
We're talking to Taya, a college student, a Hey Sam volunteer.
My idol.
If you're a young person that needs Hey Sam, you want to talk to somebody, the number to text is 439-726. I want to talk a little bit about the money aspect of it because, Taya, you know this being there firsthand. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes some money to power the machine to have all of these services available to young people. So if you were to give $10 to Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, I'm reading that would reach 2,500 young people via advertising about Hey Sam and their life-saving services. And if you donate $50, that sends a Hey Sam swag bag with mental health resources to a local school. So these monies that you donate to Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk are going right to this program and reaching young people, which is obviously very important.
Yeah. Well, thank you for what you do, my friend. You are changing people's lives every day, and you changed mine today, and I'm just so glad you're out there.
Thank you so much, and best of luck with your walk. Thank you for all the help that you're doing for Hey Sam.
Thank you.
Bye, Taya.
Bye-bye.
All right, go to class.
Thank you. Yeah, literally.
Keep those A's.
Thank you.
I'm going to check in next week, too.
Perfect. All right, bye-bye. Thank you guys so much.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah,
she was great, huh?
The fact that these kids, when they're going through their own problems, want to help other kids with their problems, like, that's what this is all about.
Right.
If these generations of humans can be better than we were and be more open and vulnerable and talk about what's going on, I just feel like we have so much to look forward to in this world because of them.
And we are looking for 4 more people to join Kennedy in this Wicked Long Walk. If you didn't hear that earlier this morning, you can't walk with Kennedy on Friday. You can do your own walk.
You can
do it around your neighborhood. You can do it around your house. You can do it around your office. You can do it at lunch. You can do it at dinner. You don't have to do 13.9 miles.
Nope.
You can do 0.9 miles. You can do 13.9 miles. You can raise $100. You can raise $1,000. Yep. We're looking for four more people. We have one person already on board who's going to walk this week.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. You can also email us, morningshow@mix1041.com. And if you just got some extra money lying around that you want to donate, Mix1041.com, Kennedy's.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
Grab the fam together.
That is it.
Explain what we're doing.
Thank you,
Talk Kennedy. About it and let's do it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. So the MTV VMA Awards went down last night. Lots of performances, lots of awards were given. So let's just get into it. First off, they celebrated the life of Ozzy Osbourne. It was Youngblood. It was Steven Tyler and Joe Perry,
yep.
Right? Here's a little of that.
Good to see Steven Tyler back on stage, right?
And he sounded in very good voice, so that was pretty cool.
I think it was cool they did that. Obviously, the connection between Ozzy and his family and MTV over the years, including the TV show.
Sure.
I thought that was it was appropriate.
Jelly Roll and Post Malone beamed their performance to the show from Germany. Here is Losers.
You're right here. There's a spot for you beside us on this stool.
Come on. Yep. Sabrina Carpenter did a live performance of her song Tears. She was joined by drag performers including Honey Balenciaga and Lexi Love. Dancers holding signs that included protect trans rights, support local drag, and love each other. Here's a bit of that.
I just read this morning, too, that her new album, Manchild, is officially number one on the Billboard album charts.
Yeah.
How much of Tears could she perform that didn't have to be radio edited?
It's MTV. I only took a little bit, yeah. And I probably shouldn't have played one of those lines, but it's fine. Lady Gaga offered up a pre-taped segment recorded at her Madison Square Garden, but she also won an award. Here's a little of that.
So our friend Corey from Medford went to the Lady Gaga show in New York last night.
Uh-huh.
So what? Lady Gaga was at the MTV Video Music Awards to begin the show.
Mm-hmm. She won the award for Artist of the Year, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was right. the very first award they did. She came out in a very Lady Gaga dress.
Yes.
Pulled out a black piece of construction paper that had white writing on it, which was her speech. And then she gave her speech and said, "I have to go to Madison Square Garden. Good night."
And then left. And so
that is so rock star.
So the performance was from Madison Square Garden,
right.
but she was in the building
right.
to start. So that was kind of
she's a busy lady.
A rock star moment for her.
And of course, Mariah Carey was given the Video Vanguard Award, which is given to artists who have had a profound impact on their music videos and pop culture. Here is a little of her speech and a little of her performance.
Thank you so much, MTV, for giving me the Vanguard Award. Getting my first VMA tonight. I just have one question. What in the Sam Hill were you waiting for? I'm kidding. I love you, MTV. I love you. I love you so much. This is amazing.
Heartbreak you got for best of me. But I just keep on coming back.
That is wild. She never won a single MTV VMA.
It's crazy.
She had a lock on
a
TRL.
Stranglehold.
I mean, there should have been something from TRL at some point.
I don't want to completely derail this because we have only a small amount of time, but who is Sam Hill and why is that a saying? She said, "What in the Sam Hill took you so long?"
Have you never heard that before?
I think it goes back
it's
into
very
the
old-timey.
Olden timeies.
Who is Sam?
Who's Sam? I don't know. It took him a long time to get up the hill. I have no idea. Look it up, Dave.
We're still talking about him. She did something right.
Indeed. I have an update to share in the Coldplay Kiss Cam scandal.
Oh, yes, please.
Kristen Cabot, who was then astronomer's chief police people officer, caught embracing then astronomer CEO Andy Byron on the big screen, has filed for divorce. It's interesting that she's the one filing, but whatever. Court documents show that she filed a petition for divorce in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on August 13, which is almost exactly a month after the scandal went viral. The next hearing is set for November 26th and will be happening in the Family Division of New Hampshire's 10th Circuit Court.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And a quick little royal update for you, Carson, because we just really don't get to talk about the royals very much anymore.
Oh, wow.
But,
I wasn't prepared for this.
Eugene Levy has a show called The Reluctant Traveler, where he's kind of hitting all his bucket list stuff. He goes and travels the world and just basically be Eugene Levy while he's visiting those places. And in the latest teaser, he is with Prince of Wales. And here is what he had to say.
Hang on a second. Here we go.
Was getting drunk with Prince William on your bucket list?
That's the bucket.
Can you even? You're welcome, Carson.
Was getting drunk with Prince William on your bucket list?
That's the bucket.
The bucket is filled with
pints. That is the bucket.
By the way, Dan, I looked it up. Sam Hill, it means the devil. So what in the devil were you? It dates back to the 1830s, and awesome. It doesn't give much more than that.
Sam Hill was not a great guy.
No.
Maybe they didn't want to say the word devil, you know, back in the day.
What was Sam Hill doing in the 1830s?
And that's what I got.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Carol from Hanover.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How are you?
Same.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Kennedy's leaving, heading into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening on the show. You answer more of these questions right than Kennedy. You win the $100. If you tie, of course, that is a loss for you. Carol, are you ready?
I am ready. Thank you.
Bernie Sanders turns 84 today. He is still actively serving in the United States Senate for which state?
Vermont.
Scarlett Johansson says her husband, Colin Jost, will be back behind the Weekend Update desk for season 51 of Saturday Night Live. Who is Weekend Update's co-anchor that has not announced a return yet?
Oh, I have the only Weekend... Norm MacDonald.
You know.
He definitely has not announced a return yet, but that'd be
not
something.
Enough. He's not coming back. I know. He's the only Weekend Update I could think
that
of.
That bumped
right
the ratings.
Question number three. Pink, 46-year-old, is 46 years old today. Take a listen to this song by Pink and then give us the title.
I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. So I'm going to drink my money. I'm not going to pay his rent. I got a brand new attitude and I'm going to win tonight. I'm going to get in trouble. I want to start a fight.
Name the song.
I don't know.
Macaulay Culkin says John Candy used to check on him during the making of Uncle Buck because he could tell Macaulay's dad was a monster. He says, and I quote, "I wish I got more of that in my life." Name the John Candy movie where he helps prepare the Jamaican bobsled team for the Winter Olympics.
Oh my God. Cool Running. Cool Running.
Question number five. Morgan Wallen flipped a bat during his walkout in Toronto, just like MLB slugger Jose Bautista. The only problem is he flipped the bat into Jose's wife.
Ooh.
What is the name of Morgan's 2025 album?
Oh, my son's going to be so mad at me that I don't know this. I'm the problem?
Let's get Kennedy
I'm
back.
I'm going to go with
Kennedy. Let's get you Kennedy should back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was a pretty good guess, Carol.
Okay, good. Woo!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Carol from Hanover, who is a dog walker. Got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
How many dogs are we walking today, Carol?
I got about 10 on my list.
That's just good vibes all day.
All day.
Yeah,
all
it
day
is
good vibes.
All day long. Yep.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready? Did I tell you she got 3 out of 5, right?
You did. Thank you.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Bernie Sanders, 84 today. He's still actively serving in the United States Senate. For which state?
Vermont.
Tied at 1. Scarlett Johansson says her husband, Colin Jost, will be back behind the Weekend Update desk for season 51 of SNL. Who is Weekend Update's co-anchor that has not announced a return yet?
Michael Che.
Not Norm MacDonald.
Oh, the only one I could think of. I know. I felt bad saying it.
That's okay.
2-1. Question number 3. Pink, 46 today. Which song is this from Pink, please?
I guess I just lost my husband. I don't know where he went. So I'm going to drink my money. I'm not going to pay his rent. I got a brand new attitude and I'm going to win tonight. I'm going to get in trouble. I want to start a fight.
No. It's called So What.
I was watching the U.S. Open yesterday with Pink and her husband, Carrie, and the kids. We were all watching it together. I mean, they were there, and I was watching it on TV, but it was just like I was with them, Dan. 3-1, question number 4. Macaulay Culkin says John Candy used to check on him during the making of Uncle Buck because he could tell Macaulay's dad was a monster. Hmm. He adds, quote, "I wish I got more of that in my life." Hmm. Name the John Candy movie where he helps prepare the Jamaican bobsled team for the Winter Olympics.
Cool Running.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time.
At the Montego Bay Airport, there's a bar called like the Bobsled Bar or something, and that movie just plays on loop.
It's so good.
At the bar the whole time.
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
I can quote the whole thing.
4-2, question number 5. Morgan Wallen flipped a bat during his walkout in Toronto, just like MLB slugger Jose Bautista does. The only problem is he flipped the bat into Jose's wife. What is the name of Morgan's 2025 album?
I'm the Problem.
That is it.
And oftentimes, he is.
You're not. You're wrong.
Where is the lie, Dan? 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, Carol. However, you are not walking away empty-handed. You did win yourself a pair of tickets to Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It is coming November 12th at Emerson Colonial Theater. Ready your wands, Boston. Broadway's spellbinding spectacular Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is coming this holiday season. The magic begins on November 12th.
So
you
excited.
Enjoy those tickets, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you so much. My daughter's going to love that.
Yes. Cue up the butterbeer, I believe, Kennedy.
Yes, let's do it.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, I'm Carol from Hanover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Emma from Medford.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I was really hoping she was going to whisper, Dan. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Emma?
Sure, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Why are you being so
You bad? Too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $1,000, Emma. Say that loud.
Let's go. $1,000.
Let's
Am
do
I
it.
Quiet?
No, no, no. It okay. was us. It
no.
was us.
We're
no.
being goofy. You sound great.
Yeah, you just ignore us. Kennedy's gone. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Emma, are you ready?
I'm so ready. Here we go.
The Raiders beat the Patriots in their home opener yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Which city do the Raiders call home?
Ooh.
Need an answer.
Didn't they move? I think they moved to Vegas.
I need an answer.
Okay, Las Vegas.
Saw 11 has been scrapped over creative differences, but a new project is in the work to relaunch the franchise. What is the nickname of the main villain in Saw?
Oh, no. Nope. Nope, no idea.
Question number three. Man's Best Friend by this artist has debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 this week. Who is she?
Sabrina Carpenter.
The man who was confronted by the Phillies Karen says he gave her the ball because he was, quote, just trying to set an example of how to de-escalate a situation in front of my son. What is the name of the Phillies mascot?
Oh, he looks like ours. Philly Fanatic.
Is there somebody in the background helping you? What is happening right now?
No, I'm pulled over on the side of the road in my car.
Question number five, two potential new couple alerts, Austin Butler and Emily Ratajkowski, and then Glenn Powell and Olivia Jade. What scandal was Olivia Jade a part of?
I don't know any of those people.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, is she the Johnny Depp one? I don't think so.
Kennedy!
Maybe the Johnny Depp.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Good guess. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Emma from Medford. I have getting 3 out of 5, right, Dan?
That is correct.
Well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
The Raiders beat the Patriots in their home opener yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Which city do the Raiders call home?
Vegas.
That is correct. 1-1. Saw 11 has been scrapped over creative differences, but a new project is in the works to relaunch the franchise. What is the nickname of the main villain in Saw?
Jigsaw.
Is 10 not enough?
I think 1 was enough, quite frankly.
The first one was fire.
So good. Yeah. Frightening.
2-1, question number 3. Man's Best Friend by this artist debuts at number 1 on the Billboard 200 this week. Who is she?
Sabrina Carpenter.
3-2, question number 4. The man who was confronted by the Phillies Karen says he gave her the ball because he was, quote, just trying to set an example of how to de-escalate a situation in front of my son.
Love it.
What is the name of the Phillies mascot?
Is that Gritty? Or is that the hockey one?
Yeah, he's the hockey one. For the Phillies, is the Philly Fanatic.
Philly Fanatic. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Another
green monster, to be fair, to Emma.
I would have told that lady to take a flying leap to show my son you get what you get and you don't get upset.
And there's that.
We would have handled it differently.
I would have threw the ball back into the field of play.
I think that's hilarious.
And said a bunch of words.
That's hilarious. Go fetch it.
We're tied at 3. Question number 5. 2 potential new couple alerts, Kennedy. Austin Butler and Emily Ratajkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Powell and Olivia Jade.
Mm-hmm.
What scandal was Olivia a part of?
Varsity Blues, man.
Yes, Varsity Blues or the college admissions scandal. That is correct. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Woo-hoo!
That was close, Emma. Yeah. That was close. You almost did it.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Unfortunately, you don't get the money, but thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emma from Medford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Real quick, Kennedy, she has a pair of twins with her. 8-week-old twins.
Oh,
what are their
gosh.
Names?
So, Leo and Oliver.
Oh.
And I just dropped my 4-year-old off at school, and every morning we listen on the way to school, and she does the best, Kennedy, in the back of the car, and she's going to be so bummed. Every morning she goes, can we call today?
So, girl, girl,
to her.
Record that. Send it to me. We will play it.
I totally will.
Nothing makes me happier.
Good morning. Don't worry. We'll nail it. We'll get them. So I'll send it to you.
Thanks, Emma. You have a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.